those of you who are not familiar with a blog, it's just short for web log. And it still strikes me as amazing that that you can write something up on a little web page and press publish, and you're instantly published, and somebody in Timbuktu can read it almost instantly. So this is my fourth time to the Writers' Weekend, and I'm going to read a memory of a previous visit. And this one, I think, is from 2012. It's called Duke and Durkin. I love Listowel Writers Week, allied as it is to that period in early June when the routines of term time draw to a close and the anticipation of summer activities stretch invitingly ahead with all the pleasure of anticipation and none of the disappointment yet of failed expectation. After an arduous bus journey through the border counties of Limerick and Clare, arrived in a balmy Listowel just in time for the evening programme on Friday and made straight for the nerve centre of operations. The ambience in Listowel Arms Hotel was just as I remembered it from my last visit in 2009. There was a leisurely buzz as poets composed themselves in corners, book club ladies nattered in the lobby, and literary types lingered over dinner in the dining room. Fiddle player and poet John Sheehan was a familiar presence in the foyer, and well-known faces from the book review pages ambled around the bar, meeting and greeting. Quotation, "You're meeting that Jermaine Greer woman tomorrow. She'll eat you without salt, boy," quipped one punter in a Durkin-esque line to a media figure in the store to interview the notorious feminist academic. Brackets, we can but hope. Clad in saffron and blue, his ensemble perfectly matching the backdrop of the ballroom curtains, Paul Durkin read from his latest collection, Praise in Which I Live and Move and Have My Being. The poems were mostly humorous takes on the mundane events in life, full of inventive similes laden with unlikely adjectives and sprinkled with occasional lines in French and Latin, adding a touch of literary spice, gently lampooning rather than bitter satire. A trip to a convenience store and an exchange with a checkout assistant provides fodder for a man besotted by his batch. Durkin doesn't so much read from his work as declaim it in a theatrical manner, and very entertaining he is too, with a capacity ballroom audience lapping it up. Maybe it was the languid delivery, the audience hanging on every word, or the drawing of much humour from the mundane frustrations of every life, but I was reminded of late comedian Dave Allen. Durkin presented his work neat and undiluted by unnecessary introductions or context setting aside. More theatricality followed after a rather long introduction in the Fawcett Circuit Tent, where Belfast singer-songwriter Duke Special, accompanied by percussionist Chip Bailey, performed an entertaining and inventive set. What a good idea to look for a synergy with the circus in town during the festival. While I found the duo interesting and appealing performers, the application was a bit of excessive, I felt. I'll skip on. Back at the Listowel Arms, the pianist had just begun to play the boudoir grand piano, and the sing-song was in full swing on the veranda. For the duration of the festival, this busy hotel with its view of the racecourse becomes a stage where arenas of sport and letters collide with all the main players and incidental characters of this one-week drama passing through at some point before the curtain closes. And that's on Cathy's Reviews. It's online, along with hundreds of other posts. And I'd like to see Stephen James Miller and Anna McGonigal, who I think I mentioned somewhere on my blog. So, as I say, I think it's a great way to be published. Thank you.